Get a head start on 2025 with CNBC's Big January, the hottest tech event, CES, from Las Vegas. The data, the numbers, the jobs report, and meet the future of biotech and pharma at JPM Healthcare. Check out the Amex Golf Tournament from California, Inauguration Day, and the meeting of world leaders in Davos. Plus, the first Fed decision of the year. Get ahead of the game. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
News today, you do believe, and I do too, that if Shadur went to the Cowboys, Dion would accept the job.
I believe 100%, and I can tell you, good sources have told me that. Great sources have told me that. That's all I can say like that without violating anything else.
The absolute glory hole.
Well.
I wonder who told him that.
Yeah, I wonder who he's close to that could know those things. Welcome back. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillette. That was the voices there of Colin Cowherd and the playmaker, Michael Irvin. All right, so the Cowboys stink, right? They're going to fire McCarthy at the end of the season.
Mm-hmm.
They are probably going to be bad enough here, Hugh, to have a pick near the top of the draft. I don't know if it's 1, 5, 3, 4, 5.
They'll be up there, though.
They'll be up there. So the rumors have begun that perhaps Shadur Sanders, Deion Sanders, package deal. Hugh, I'm going to put it out there right now. I need the Cowboys to hire Deion Sanders. One, I don't think him and Jerry would see eye to eye, so it'd be drama.
Definitely.
But two, for the rivalry. Could you imagine, like, McCarthy's fun to poke at, but he's boring, right? He's just, you know, he's as interesting as a plant. Like, he's just a guy. He's a decent coach. But if you add Deion to this rivalry, I mean, that would just take it like kerosene to a match.
I tell you what, man, he's so charismatic. It's no question. That would be awesome. But that's not going to happen for a number of different reasons. But the biggest one for me is the fact that Deion will be bigger than Jerry Jones, and I don't think Jerry Jones really wants anybody in that organization that's like that. The one thing, and we don't notice it because it's never talked about. We see Mr. Lurie like once or twice a year.
Mm-hmm.
We see him once or twice a year at the beginning of the season and at the end of the season, and when he's announcing who's going into the Hall of Fame. Three times, for the most part.
Usually talks once in the offseason.
That's
yeah.
it. Yeah, and that's how he likes it. Jerry Jones is flying folks in. He's landing his chopper on the practice field. He's doing major things. Everything's around. He's going on talk shows every week. He likes that so much so that when his team was at their pinnacle of success, when he had them, couldn't get along with the coach because the coach was getting too much shine. Deion, what Deion has done for college football, he would do for the NFL. He will sell tickets in Dallas for a number of different reasons. And I feel like even though that would probably be a good thing for the Dallas Cowboys, I can't believe I'm saying that. I don't think that Jerry's ego would allow that to happen.
So I would say I mostly agree with you, and you're probably right. But we do have one instance of Jerry Jones kind of giving up some of this because he was desperate, right? Like most of the coaches since Jimmy Johnson have been pushovers, right?
About Bill Parcells?
Yeah, right, because it was Wade Phillips, it was Garrett, it's been McCarthy, it was Dave Campbell.
And how did that work out?
So they did have three winning seasons out of 4 years. Ultimately, they didn't win anything serious, but at one point, he did go the other way, right? Most of these coaches since Jimmy have been pushovers, like no personality, the owner's still in charge. He did give Parcells, though, some rain for a few years.
And how did that, again, how did that work out?
Ultimately, he did. But he relents. I just wonder if he's desperate enough for Deion.
Nah, I don't think so. I think he's in his twilight. I think, and I still believe, we still got time left for him to say something that's going to get canceled.
Well, that's coming. So, now, all right, I know you don't think it's going to happen. But what about from the perspective of the rivalry? Oh, it'd be fun.
It would be fun to have somebody of Deion's caliber to be in the division. People would like Deion just because it's Deion. Do you see those Colorado games, man?
Oh, they're loaded. And they might make the playoffs.
Yeah, they're star-studded. They've won enough games to be in the mix for a bowl game at least.
Yeah, so if they win their conference, they will make the college football playoff. Kyle, are you in? I need Deion in Dallas.
Yeah, like I can't stand Deion Sanders. I can't stand Shadur Sanders. What, that I can't stand Deion Sanders? Why on earth would I not? I don't understand what you're confused about.
No, you know what's funny about Deion? Deion is one of those guys for me that he's the ultimate success story because everything he sets up to do, everything he touches, it kind of turns to gold.
Yeah, I don't care.
I'll say this before you rip Deion. Kind of fascinating.
If he can get to the playoff in college and then win as an NFL coach, he's having maybe the ultimate football life.
Don't care. Deion Sanders is a Cowboy.
And he was a brash Cowboy. Cowboy.
But he was also a brash, loud Falcon.
And a brash, loud Niner. Raven. I know.
So me, who didn't really grow up watching Deion Sanders, I know him as a Cowboy. And if he goes to the Cowboys to head coach, he'll still be a Cowboy. Mm-hmm. Shedeur Sanders, I think he takes a lot after his father. I can't stand him either, but that's kind of the point.
Far from the tree.
That's kind of the point, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't want somebody I like to be in Dallas. I want somebody that I can't stand. It just makes it more fun.
If we're being fair, McCarthy and Dak really are not hateable people. They were the stars, so we don't like them. But Dak seems like a pretty harmless person. Actually, perceived like a nice guy.
So Shedeur Sanders will chirp Jalen Hurts at his presser.
Oh, I know. And
Deion will chirp Sirianni at his presser.
I need it to happen. And ultimately, they won't win. So that makes the whole thing worth it. All right, 215-592-9494. We'll keep an eye on that story. Michael Irvin was pretty confident. He thinks it at least is in the cards. 215-592-9494. Our Twitter question, sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.org. I do think this is a must-win game on Sunday against the Rams to secure, a hope at the number one seed. 54% yes, must-win game. 46% no. That's interesting. It's pretty split there. And then if you attended tonight's game, would you boo Joel Embiid? That one's the same percentage, just flipped. Yes at 46%, no at 54%. So both polls today, pretty close to 50-50. I'm very curious the reaction to Embiid tonight. I think you'll be able to hear on your TV some murmurs of boos. I don't know if it'll be...
smattering.
Yeah, I don't know if it'll be...
there's a resounding...
Like an all-timer. Ooh. But I think you'll hear something there that's not normal. That's my guess. All right, let's talk about Marple Mack, who's up on WIP. Hey, Marple Mack.
Hey, I'm glad you took my call. It was worth the hour just to say this.
Well, we're happy to have you, Marple Mack.
Back at you guys. Love your show. I love your take on things. I'm moderately antsy about the Rams game, but I'm going by the same prediction as last year, and I believe they beat them by 9.
Okay.
I like that. Something what was last year? 23-14? Something like that?
33-24.
I like that. I'll take. Oh, we put 33 up. I'm feeling good, Marple Mack. All right, what do you think about Joel?
Well, beyond booing him, I'm not going to deviate what I told Kyle. Beyond booing a box, inside a box, big bow on it, Joel, do not open this in the privacy of your home. So he gets home, he opens up this big box, he opens up that box, another box, and then finally a box, he opens it up, and there inside that box is a putty chair with diapers saying, you grow up. That's because he's a baby, man. He's a diaper honey. He's ridiculous. The money he's making and complaining and then saying, I want him out of here so bad, it's ridiculous. He's disgraced the team.
He just needed to swing on the door.
No, Marple Mack, he did disgrace the team. And his teammates, it was strong enough that they felt they had to call him out. That's how bad it was, Marple. I like that idea. All those boxes, you open them up, and what's there, Hugh?
Who told him?
Marple Mack told
him. You open it up several boxes, but it says, open in the privacy of your home, special person. And then when he gets takes it, or maybe he doesn't. Maybe he does it in front of the team. I'm trying to give him some privacy. Mm-hmm. Okay, so he opens it in front of the team, and there in that box is a potty chair with diapers and wipes saying, grow up, you diaper honey. Get out of here. We need men, not babies.
Diaper honey is strong.
You got the, Kyle, you got the podcast title for this hour? Joel Embiid.
Grow up, you diaper honey.
Grow up, yeah. Uh-huh.
I thought the Cartwright letters were going to be in that box.
See y'all picking with Marple Mack.
No, all right,
Mack.
No, the letters are serious business. This is more to make a point, right, Marple Mack?
Make a point for having to grow up. He probably won't, making all that money. I mean, I go back to when Wilt Chamberlain, Hal Greer, Matt Dukas, all that team. He's not in their league. He's not in Iverson's league. He's not in anybody's league. That other caller that was trying to defend him, Joe, I don't know how you kept your cool over this. I thought, man, when are you going to punch
this
guy
out? Well, I did stand up. Hugh was scared. But I tried to keep my cool. Marvin Mack, great hearing from you on a Friday.
Joe don't do a good job of keeping his cool.
Well, I do most times.
Sometimes.
Not today. Well, I mean, come on. Like, to stand there and say, we're going to run Joel Embiid out of town.
I didn't know I ran out of town.
But that was my favorite part.
You did?
You signed as a free agent somewhere.
Yeah, and you know what's funny?
And Rhea, you came back anyway.
Rhea texted me and started booing me. She's like,
boo!
I just said, so the Daniel Jones situation, the mm-hmm. Cowboys thing we just mentioned,
yeah.
There's something interesting going on.
Okay, what is that?
If you go on the Cowboys website, Daniel Jones is listed as their quarterback.
What does that mean?
On the, I don't know
he's
what it means.
Waivers. How can he be their quarterback?
It's well, on their website.
I think the team with the worst record, but I think that I thought that was from the team that drafted first from last year.
No, it's in season, Hugh. Your first thought was right. So, like Daniel Jones is released. So the first team that has a chance to claim him would be whoever
the worst team.
Whoever has the worst record, which would be who is that?
The Dallas Cowboys, right?
No, they're not worse than the Panthers. I don't think
the Panthers aren't. It's the Jags.
But they're all kind of close, right? Yeah. It's 2-3 yeah. wins. It's not like someone at zero.
I think the Panthers had the 8th pick with a 3-7 record, which is nuts.
Well, that stinks for them.
No, but like I'm on their website right now. QB Daniel Jones.
Well, maybe there's something we don't know.
I'm just saying
it would be. It would give me a reason to not nap during that game on Thanksgiving. Because that's my plan right now. I'm either going to eat or nap. Or eat and nap until the night game starts. We don't even know what that night game is. Was it Packers and Dolphins or something? Whatever.
Yeah, that's a cool one.
Yeah, I'll nap through Giants-Cowboys unless we get a little revenge spot. That's a little juice to a bad Thanksgiving game. I'll take that. Ken and Cinnamon. What's up, Ken?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you
today? Hey, Ken. What's going on?
So first of all, I'm just going to get this out of the way. Jackie Gleason's
a fun.
That's a good guess.
You know, it's not it, but it fits something that Kyle might not know who Jackie Gleason is.
Okay. Before I get to the Eagles, because I actually love this matchup for the Eagles, frankly. Anybody booing Joel Embiid because they bought tickets for the Sixers, and so now they're disappointed they're not getting what they paid for? Listen, if you bought Sixers tickets, you are the guy who buys sushi at a gas station at 2:00 in the morning on an exit off of Route 80 somewhere out in western Pennsylvania, you deserve what you get. So if you bought Sixers tickets hoping for or expecting a good outcome, that's on you. That's not on Joel Embiid. And I am not a Joel Embiid defender. This was as obvious as the sun rising in the east. So, you know, I'm just saying, boom, don't boom, whatever, but don't use whatever money you spent on the Philadelphia 76ers as a justification for doing that, because you deserve what you get. As far as the Eagles are concerned, this is one of the best matchups for them the whole year for several reasons. First of all, you don't have to worry about falling way behind them in the first quarter, because the only team in the NFL that scores as infrequently in the first quarter as the Philadelphia Eagles is the Los Angeles Rams.
Yeah, they've been outscored by 50 points in the first quarter.
There's a really good probability that the first quarter ends with the score tied at zero, right? But, you know, the offensive line for the Rams is just really bad. I don't know how Matthew Stafford, who I know is a tough, tough guy, I don't know how he winds up upright by the end of the season, because he is constantly under pressure. And, you know, those receivers are good. You know, obviously Cooper Kupp, Puka Nacua, they're good. But they're not guys that are going to run past you. And the Eagles' interior defenders, the slot guys and the linebackers in particular, do a really good job of rerouting interior receivers, you know, that are in the slot, interior routes. They do a really good job of rerouting those guys so that kind of, you know, quick ball coming out from Matthew Stafford just isn't going to be as available to him as it normally would be. I think that this team is ripe for the Eagles to just pound them, actually. It's no disrespect to the Rams, but I just think that they are a really good matchup for this particular version of the Philadelphia.
Yeah, they could. Well, the way you laid it out, and then the Eagles also have the extra time off, right? The Rams are coming off two games since last Monday. They played Monday, and then they played Sunday. Meanwhile, the Eagles have played just the Thursday in between here. So they got the rest on their side, too.
Here's the thing to think of, because I hate to say this, but it's absolutely, in my mind, going to come down to this. That drop pass by Saquon Barkley is going to cost the Eagles the number one seed in the NFC.
You're talking about that Atlanta game. Yeah.
Yes. It's becoming more and more obvious with each passing week, because if you look at the Lions' schedule, the Lions don't go anywhere cold for the rest of the year. And if you really want to catch the Lions and you really want to catch Jared Goff, you know, get those little tiny hands of his out, you know, at 30, 25 degrees.
They go to the Shiloh. They go to
the Shiloh. Outdoors on the grass.
Yeah.
The Bears suck. You know, I mean, I'm not really.
Yeah.
They might lose a game, but their toughest games left on the schedule in terms of their toughest opponents
are at home.
Are at home.
Yeah.
Or in a dome,
right,
like the Vikings, you know.
Yeah,
so
the whole thing was set up for them even before the season. Ken Weeper, it's a good phone call. The Lions had, when the year started, you look at their schedule, 14 of 17 indoors. So they, you know, that's kind of set up.
Yeah.
The schedule was set up for them this year. I ultimately agree with Ken. I don't think the Eagles are going to get the one seed. I think it's going to be Detroit. But
yeah, but you want the opportunity.
I want it.
You want to be in position if that is the case.
Right. If the Lions slip up, I want to be able to take it.
Yeah,
that's why
I
view this game as so important, because it's a common game. It's a conference game. Like, it's very hard for me to picture a scenario where the Eagles get the one without winning this game on Sunday. Now it's more complicated without Devonta. Right, before we go any further, let's do a little guess the takes here for week number 12, what everyone is talking about come Monday.
It's time to guess the takes.
Yeah. All right, what are you thinking?
You know, it's funny that you brought this, because we talked about it a little earlier. The loss that the Cowboys are going to take to the Commodores. Mm. That Deion Sanders head coaching thing is
going to
heat up. It's going to heat up.
It'll be the, you know, you turn on Stephen A. to Monday, it'll be one of the first things to talk about. I like that one. All right, here's mine. So I actually think the Bears are going to upset Minnesota on day. I think the Bears are going to win that game. And Caleb Williams, who played better last week with a new coordinator, I think the story Monday is going to be, we got a really good rookie class of quarterbacks. Obviously, Jaden Daniels has been the best one.
Mm-hmm.
Bo Nix has really come on the last 4 or 5 weeks. He looks like he could play. Drake May's got nobody around him, but you could see like physical talent with him.
Mm-hmm.
And now if Caleb Williams can get the Bears close to 500 by the end of the year, you'd be like, man, he's not even that great. And he's maybe the third or fourth one or second one. And then we haven't even seen Pecs, and we haven't even seen J.J. McCarthy. This could be one of those years where it's a hit. It's a good quarterback class like it was in the Burrow, Herbert, Tua, Hurts year. You know, and then there's some years where they all stink. But I think this, people are going to start saying, man, this class, 1 through 4,
not bad.
It's pretty good. They got some good guys in there. All right, Kyle, what are you thinking?
After Monday night, we're shutting the Coach of the Year race down.
Oh, it's over.
It's over. Done. Because Jim Harbaugh and what he's doing with the Chargers right now. I mean, he's going to put them in position to possibly come out of the AFC. They're going to challenge the Chiefs for the one seed. And it's one of the most impressive coaching jobs we've seen in a long time.
Yeah, we knew he could coach.
He's a great coach.
Yeah, we knew he could coach.
I saw a comparison this year's Chargers to the 2011 49ers. Remember, he went there with Alex Smith and they went to the title game his first year? And the numbers are very similar. Like, out of nowhere, he had them in the NFC Championship game.
Yeah, and it's not, he's not working with garbage with Justin Herbert, but like, if you just look at, like, those Chargers teams had more talent in years past, especially on offense,
totally,
the wide receiver group, and they've been pretty poor. Like, what he's doing, that turnaround, very impressive. And I would even say the Chiefs should be constantly looking in the rearview mirror, because the Chargers are coming.
I would not want to face them in the playoffs. They're the kind of team that can run the ball, they play defense, they have a good quarterback, they have a smart coach. I'd want to avoid that team.
And all the Herbert truthers are eating their hearts out right now.
Well, he's obviously good.
He is. Of course he is.
Well, now he's got a coach that actually knows what he's doing.
This is why the whole, like, you know, and I don't make this about Jalen Hurts thing, but the whole wins and all that, like, you know, you can separate quarterbacks from some of the variables and say, like, you know, would this guy look good on this team? If we had Justin Herbert on this team, man.
Well, this thing would hum. It would hum.
Looking at somebody else's grass.
We're always looking at other people's grass.
Well, we do. I thought you were done with that.
We're looking at people's grass.
Yeah, well, that's all we do.
Don't you have your own
grass?
You look at
other people's grass.
I ain't got no grass.
You have a grass? Don't you have a little yard in your place?
No. You got about like a patch.
Oh, patch.
A patch of grass.
Okay.
Wouldn't you like to have?
No, I'm cool because I'm not cutting no grass. I'm not cutting no grass.
I couldn't see you on the mower.
Definitely not been doing that.
That's not a visual I could see. No. All right, let's talk to John, who's up on WIP. Hey, John.
Hey, what's up, fellas? How you doing?
What's
good, John.
On?
What's up?
All right. Number one, I think JoJo gets food tonight.
You think so?
I agree. He's going to hear it tonight, John.
Definitely. Number two, Sixers can get on up on Chinatown and go over the river to Camden.
See ya. Get over to Jersey.
Yeah.
Yeah, but unfortunately, they're going to build him an arena in Center City. That's what's going to happen.
It's not going to happen, man. It could be a worse time, especially the nonsense they're putting out in that floor right now.
Mm.
So anyway, I think you're right on this week, man.
You think so?
Fan base you, 27-20 Rams.
Oh, wow. Whoa. You see, they're cheering you. Plant base you.
Is that what they're doing? That's what
you.
It is.
Nah, he's hitting on all good points. He's backing himself up. That's what's counting.
No, he does make some good points. We can just call him plant based and have fun, though. John, what do you got for us? You got a guess for Hughes Clues?
Yeah, but can you give me one more little baby tip? Is it male or female?
That's no. You can't
give you that. But John,
no.
John, I think your mind is open to the right thing. So just go ahead.
How about Abaco Parku?
Who?
Abaco Parku.
John, I don't think so. We appreciate it.
Sorry about that, Hugh.
Who's Abaco Parku? Do I know the actor?
I'm about to look
or actress?
It up. Abaco Parku. I don't know who
I just
that
was
is.
Trying to figure out if it sounded like the right answer before I said no.
I don't even know how to spell it.
Are we sure that's a real person?
Abaco Parku? There's a pizzeria I like at Baco's. That's not it. Abaco Parku. Do you know that person, Hugh?
Mm-mm. Everybody sitting here just...
So we got to know.
This stumped.
I want to make sure we know who this is before we just say a flat no. All right, so it's a flat no. All right, 215-592-9494. Kyle claims someone on the line has the answer. So we're giving away this prize. Hugh, why don't you give everyone a fourth clue right now? Help
the
out, everybody.
Clue. Wait a minute. Let me find my clues now.
We need a fourth clue because we got Baco's, pizzerias, or whatever that last one was.
This person is a Spanish voiceover actor.
Okay, now we're cooking with gas here. All right, so we throw that one in there. 215-592-9494.
Watch everybody go ding, 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 ding.
We'll get to your phone calls coming up. Trying to finally get a winner for Hughes Clues today. He really going to feel good about himself after this one.
Yeah,
3.5 hours.
Take a victory lap.
All right, plus two parlays to get to after the break. And a familiar name trying to get back into the NFL. What is going on here? That's all coming up next. Midday Show. On Sports Radio 94 WIP, the NBA is back, and FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sports, we want you to catch all the action. Right now, FanDuel's giving everyone 3 months of NBA League Pass. All you have to do to catch every tip-off and buzzer beater is place any $5 bet on the NBA to get 3 months of NBA League Pass, courtesy of FanDuel. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to make every moment more this season with FanDuel, official sports partner of the NBA. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP.